This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Another day of demonstrations against Myanmar's military junta Wednesday ended with more fatalities among protesters. Varying accounts from multiple news agencies indicate at least 4 people from different regions were killed. Security forces used rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse the crowds, with witnesses saying live ammunition was also used against the protesters. Several more people have also reportedly been injured. Myanmar has been mired in chaos and violence since the military's February 1st overthrow of the civilian government and the detentions of de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking officials. The Kremlin said Wednesday that new Western sanctions against Russia were, quote, absolutely unacceptable, end quote, and dismissed claims that Moscow was behind the poisoning of opposition figure Alexei Navalny. The European Union and the United States introduced fresh penalties against senior Russian officials Tuesday over the poisoning of Kremlin critic Navalny, who was jailed last month after recovering in Germany from exposure to the Soviet-era nerve agent Novichok. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told journalists the new sanctions amounted to, quote, nothing other than the interference in the domestic affairs, end quote, of Russia. Peskov said Russia will also introduce sanctions in response without giving details. Wednesday, Russia named a medical trade union with ties to jailed Kremlin critic Navalny a, quote, foreign agent, end quote. But the group vowed to continue supporting doctors and hospital workers. The Alliance of Doctors drew attention for criticizing Moscow's response to the coronavirus pandemic, accusing authorities of failing to protect medics and downplaying the severity of the outbreak. It is headed by Navalny's personal doctor. This is VOA News. Iraq Wednesday hanged 3 men convicted on terrorism charges in a notorious southern prison, local officials said, despite repeated international condemnations of the country's execution record. The officials said the 3 Iraqi men were executed in the only prison in the country that carries out capital punishment. The chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court said Wednesday she had opened a formal probe into alleged crimes in the occupied Palestinian territories, a move strongly opposed by Israel. The prosecutor confirmed the investigation in a statement. France's former right-wing president Nicolas Sarkozy Wednesday launched a defiant offensive to clear his name after being handed a 3-year sentence for corruption, lambasting the verdict and mulling a petition to Europe's top rights court. He gave a front-page interview to a French newspaper and was due to give a prime-time interview to a TV station later Wednesday. The man who ruled France from 2007 to 2012 is not expected to go behind bars. The sentence includes 2 years suspended, and the remaining year would be served at home with an electronic bracelet. Australia's Attorney General outed himself as the unnamed cabinet member accused of raping a 16-year-old girl, denying the decades-old allegation Wednesday and seeking to draw a line under a crisis consuming the country's conservative government. After a speculation-filled week that has upset Australian politics, 50-year-old Christian Porter tearfully denied wrongdoing, saying, quote, what is being alleged did not happen. The government's top lawyer and former state prosecutor stands accused of raping a fellow student in 1988 while they attended a debating competition at the University of Sydney. Porter insisted he would not step down but would take a few short weeks off to deal with the mental strain caused by the allegations while reportedly hiring a top defamation lawyer. Queen Elizabeth II's husband, Prince Philip, was making slight progress after being admitted to the hospital more than 2 weeks ago, his daughter-in-law said Wednesday. Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, said the 99-year-old Duke of Edinburgh was moved to a specialist unit for heart test Monday. She said he's slightly improving. The prince was first admitted to a private hospital in central London February 16th. Meghan Markle is saddened by reports published Wednesday saying she faced a bullying complaint during her time living at Britain's Kensington Palace before she stepped back from royal duties, her spokesperson said. The Times newspaper made the claims against the wife of Prince Harry, which are alleged to date back to October 2018 and involve members of the household staff. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.